It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for joining me. I, for one, am not going to talk about the coronavirus today. You certainly are inundated with that. I am instead going to talk about some things in the great outdoors, maybe take our mind off it a little bit, and how we can utilize the great outdoors for space and for our enjoyment. But first, I want to talk about a headline that broke last week, which is truly stunning. 2 weeks ago, I talked about how many people were in an absolute uproar that President Trump, in his proposed budget to Congress, basically defunded the Land and Water Conservation Fund and took a huge whack at the National Park Service in their budgets. He tried to take his budget. The Land and Water Conservation Fund, for those of you who may not recall, is budgeted at $400 million annually, and the revenues come from an excise tax and lease payments on offshore drilling. And it's been this way since the act passed over 50 years ago. Actually, it was passed in 1965. However, in that time, only twice has the Land and Water Conservation Fund actually been fully funded. The $900 million comes into the General Treasury, and it's supposed to go to the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Instead, Congress just takes it and spends it on anything they want to, and has been writing IOUs for the past many years, which now are in the tens of billions of dollars. They'll never be repaid. We've talked about this previously. So when President Trump took the Land and Water Conservation Fund to a budget in his recommendations of $14 million, that's a long way from $900 million, there was an uproar. Congress last year appropriated a little over $250 million for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. So that was then. This is now. Last week, before the coronavirus took everyone's attention and all the oxygen out of the discussion of conservation, President Trump reversed field and shocked and made an awful lot of people incredibly happy when he said he wanted to have the Land and Water Conservation Fund funded at $900 million, and to make that $900 million permanent on an annual basis. That would be an increase of nearly $700 million from where we were this past year and have been historically. It is an unbelievable move, if it comes to fruition, that does a couple things. First of all, it will provide the funding necessary for our parks, for our recreation areas, for the acquisition of land, for the management of wildlife, which has been so woefully lacking. And it will stop Congress from pilfering the money and spending it on other things because the conservation community can't get its act together to be a consistent enough political force to say to Congress, no, we're not going to let you take our money and spend that on other things. This was a tax on oil companies agreed to in 1965, and you got to stop doing it. We've never been able to do that. However, the President of the United States now has said, we're going to take that off the table. We're going to fund it, and we're going to fund it fully, and we're going to do so into the future. So this is something that will, I think, once the world returns to a sense of normalcy, which hopefully it does soon, this is going to happen. And when it happens, it will be a bipartisan home run and an absolute huge win for all of us who care about the outdoors, who care about recreation. This funds, you know, ball fields, soccer fields, campgrounds. It just is an incredible shot for the outdoor recreation community. The other thing that is happening is the president announced he wants to immediately address the backlog in our maintenance of our national parks. You've all heard and read, and I've talked about the incredible hundreds of millions of dollars in backlog that has been occurring over now decades and leaving our national parks infrastructure woefully unprepared for the future and inadequate. So with just a matter of minutes, the President of the United States changed the entire dialogue and said, I want full funding of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and I want to see our backlog and maintenance projects in national parks removed. A week ago, when I was on the air, I said, imagine what we could do if Michael Bloomberg had taken his $500+ million that he spent on his campaign and used it on conservation. And I cited a few examples of what $500 million would have meant for conservation. Little did I know the President of the United States was listening. I don't think he was. But the reality is Michael Bloomberg's $500 million, had it been spent on conservation, is about to be dwarfed by a $700 million annual increase in spending on the Land and Water Conservation Fund. This is huge news. And as many of you know, I am not necessarily a fan of a lot of expenditures. I'm much more focused in my career and on the air in how do we drive economic efficiency and get the most out of our programs. But we have reached a point where we are strangling our ability to manage our outdoor resources because we just are so far behind in funding at a level that was ever considered to be acceptable. And that comes back to the fact that in 1975, 4% of the federal budget went to fund what's called conservation, and today less than 1% does. The additional $700 million for the Land and Water Conservation Fund isn't going to move that percentage at all, really, because of the size of the federal government. But it is going to make a huge difference for every state, and it's going to make a difference for those of us who care about the outdoors. So whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, like Trump, don't like President Trump, whatever it might be, that's irrelevant. What's relevant here is that we suddenly have a coming together to say, let's fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Let's fix our backlog in our national parks. And by the way, as we deal with the coronavirus, one of the ways to get away from people is to get to our national parks, our state parks, and to distance yourself. So the wide open spaces of America are in a way maybe more important now than ever for camping, for hiking, for boating, for distancing ourselves from populated areas. And they're unprepared to deal with this because they've been so underfunded for so long. But $700 million a year can make up for lost time in a hurry. So congratulations to whoever suggested to the President of the United States it was time to reverse policy. And I think it's probably pretty easy to know where this came from. There are several Republican senators from the West, Colorado, Senator Gardner in Montana, and other Western states that are up for re-election. And particularly in the case of Colorado, the residents of Colorado care passionately about their outdoors, their outdoor recreation, their ability to recreate. And the level of funding from the administration for the state of Colorado has been dismal. So politics being local, it's been suggested that Senator Gardner and other Western state senators went to the White House and said, we cannot possibly win unless we are able to demonstrate that we care about our public lands and that they are going to be funded. And it's believed that there were a number of meetings with the White House and the president, and all of a sudden we end up with this watershed moment, and hopefully Congress will address it quickly, and we will see the kind of increase we're talking about, which will just be, frankly, for those of us who love the outdoors, it's Christmas at a time when all of a sudden things seem very kind of gloomy. We'll get through this, but the permanent funding of land and water conservation at a level of $900 million a year would be just awesome. I'll be back in just a moment with more on the great outdoors, and when I do, I want to talk a little bit about some things that are taking place outside of Washington, which are good news for those of us who look forward to spring and summer in the great outdoors. Thanks so much. I'll be back in just a moment. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. And first, a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. This past week, I attended the Giant Screen Film Festival in Los Angeles before pretty much travel came to a standstill. And for the next few minutes, I would love to talk about happy things and things that are coming to the Giant Screen or IMAX theaters on the in the outdoors environment, which are really magical. And they will uplift all of us, and there may, for the time being, be a period when we're not going to congregate in movie theaters, but that will pass. And when it does, there are remarkable films coming to the Giant Screen that I think just paint a wonderful picture of the natural history of the world and the magic of America and the North American continent. And one of them is a trailer for a movie called Wings Over Water, which ironically happened to be somewhat involved with. It's a movie about the prairies and birds and the magic of migrations. And the trailer was shown at the film convention. And I think for the first time, a lot of people looked at this trailer and said, my goodness, we have our own Amazon in North America. And it's the prairies, which start in Iowa and move all the way up into Canada. And you've heard me talk about it a lot as the cradle of bird life for the continent, and it is. So there'll be a movie in 2021, a Giant Screen movie coming out about Wings Over Water. It's called Wings Over Water. It'll be about the prairies, but there also are incredible movies coming out about Antarctica, and the cinematography of the Giant Screen 3D format is what makes these natural history movies so special. To be looking, as I was, at Giant Screen images in 3D of penguins running by you. As you know, when you sit looking at a flat screen, things run at you. In 3D, they run by you. It was so cool to see this and to see walruses and to see whales and to see them on a three-story high screen. And there's a movie coming out about traveling around America, coming into America's Wild, which is a journey around the country. There's a movie coming out about the Arctic and the caribou herds and the magic of the northern part of the Arctic and the upper reaches of Alaska and the Yukon. So I sat there for 2 days watching these movies in the natural history outdoor spectrum, realizing that some of the most creative filmmakers, storytellers, and cinematographers of our time are engaged in making really dramatic films about how special our planet is, and not from the point of view of lecturing how we need to take care of it, but from the point of view of showing how we are all interconnected and just the wonders of things that you'll never see in person, but that can be brought to you not on a television set or on your computer, but can be brought to you in giant 3D format with sound systems that are the best in the world. And as I sit here this morning talking to you about the outdoors, it's something to look forward to know that there are really a great number of exceptional Giant Screen films in production that will be coming out later this year and into 2021. And it was the first time I've ever gone to the Giant Screen Festival because I really wanted to see our conference, because I really wanted to see what the best filmmakers in the country are thinking about in the world, we're thinking about when it comes to how we're depicting our environment and our natural resources, and to see films on Antarctica, to see films on the ocean, see films in production for the Arctic, and to see this film Wings Over Water that's in production about the prairies. Very uplifting experience. For those of you who love the outdoors, you can spend some time inside in the coming year once we move through this period we're in right now and have something really to look forward to. It will be terrific. Another thing quickly before I end for the morning is spring's migration is in full swing. And one of the things you can do to take your mind off, if you will, the news that's rocketing North America and the world, just go outside, look to the sky. We have a full moon, or the moon's just past full. It's the time when birds are on the move. Go separate yourself, if you will. Go to our forest preserves. Take a hike down a country road. Go stand on the lake shore. Birds are on the move. The magic of spring is at hand, and the birds that have migrated south in the fall are coming past us in waves now in the north. And unfortunately, some of them will fly into skyscrapers in Chicago and other buildings because of their lights. But the magic of spring is at hand, and there's no time of the year like it. Get outside if you can and enjoy it, and look to the sky because there's a northward movement underway. Thanks so much for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.